The death of former Beatle George Harrison last week prompted tributes from saddened fans worldwide. But Portland writer Andrew Holt says a different emotional reaction is in order.
Why is no one angry about George Harrison's death? The quiet resignation over the passing of the quiet Beatle would be appropriate if he slipped away at age 80 or 90, but Harrison was just 58. Men his age have another 2 decades life expectancy, perhaps more if you take into account the fact that rich people live longer, and Harrison was rather wealthy. George Harrison's early death was neither normal nor acceptable. So why is almost no one even mentioning what killed him? I'm not talking about cancer. Cancer was the manner of his death. Cigarettes killed George Harrison. The tobacco toxins triggered genetic mutations in cells in his throat. Then tumors grew in his lungs and finally deep in his brain. Is there no anger because smoking was a risk he chose? Well, when Princess Di was killed in a crash, there were intensive investigations of the driver, the car, the roadway, even the paparazzi, but I don't recall anyone saying she knew the risks and it was her choice to get in the car. Why do we tolerate a double standard for tobacco? Is there no anger because death by tobacco is so commonplace? Before smoking claimed George Harrison, it took many other celebrities, John Wayne and Yul Brynner and Steve McQueen and on, and most of us just accept it. But Rock Hudson's death from AIDS sparked a powerful public reaction. New resources fueled action to fight the killer. Why doesn't tobacco inflame similar outrage? Tobacco wasn't the only drug Harrison used. There's alcohol and marijuana and LSD, but tobacco was the most lethal. It shortens the lives of up to half of all users, and on the day George Harrison's family said goodbye, more than 1,000 other families across the U.S. also lost someone to tobacco-related disease. I'm angry because these deaths shouldn't happen. Comprehensive tobacco control programs have proven they can sharply reduce smoking. All we really need is the will to act. Many of the tributes to Harrison point out that his songs often explored the ephemeral nature of life, and from all reports, Harrison was at peace. Still, I am angry that tobacco took him away so soon. Perhaps his life, as all life, was temporary, but the loss of the music he never wrote, that loss is forever.
The comments of Andrew Holtz, a writer and medical journalist who lives in Portland.